Janet Badia says she was looking forward to seeing the first woman president. Badia is the director of the Women's Studies program at IPFW, and she teaches students about double standards between men and women. Badia thinks this could have been a factor in Clinton's loss.
She just has a higher bar to meet, so all of her failings are amplified in a way that his aren't.
Badia was upset by Clinton's loss, and it comes at a time when she thinks IPFW is devaluing women's studies.
It's heartbreaking to think that somebody could look at a women's studies program and think that it's a luxury, that it's a major we don't need. We need it now more than ever.
IPFW says it's restructuring the university to reallocate resources away from majors with few graduates toward programs with higher demand. Some students will be able to finish their degree, while others will have to transfer to a different program or school. According to an IPFW representative, 54 students graduated from the Women's Studies Department between 2011 and 2015. That's less than 0.5% of the total graduates of the College of Arts and Sciences during that time. For WBOY News, I'm Lisa Ryan.